What's up, people? It's your boy Random Joe.
Tactical Nuke incoming!
It's your boy Mike Nuke, aka Nukem.
And we are
Opinions of Some Average Bros.
Without further ado, let's get to the show.
Yes, sir.
But before we get started, Big Mike, how's your weekend, man?
It was good. I just chilled. Chilled with a couple of my friends.
Yeah, I saw it on Snapchat or something. You was at some friend's house, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually, first I went to Edgar's house. Watched the fight. That's where I was. And then afterwards, I went to my friend's house.
What fight?
The UFC. Brandon Moreno fight, I believe.
I'm on social media about a UFC fight. Did Clarissa Fields fight again? Clarissa Shields?
You know what? I don't think so. But I could be wrong because I kind of got there kind of when everything started. I didn't even stay for the main car. I had left before because I went to meet with my friends. We were like drinking and playing Rock Band on the Xbox 8 Series. Because we try to do that at least once a month, you know, because that's what we used to do back in the day, you know, just when we were younger. So, and just catch up and whatnot.
I know wrong with that, you know, catching up and shit, chilling, doing some shit, you know, that's reminiscent of less stressful times in life.
Less stressful times.
When shit was simple and bills went on your back and adulting one putting its pressure on you. As it tends to do sometimes.
You know? Oh, yeah.
So.
Pressure.
Who thinks everything in the world is gay? Nigga, you gay. You gay. Y'all niggas are gay. Nigga, you gay. That's gay. Don't find any of this gay at all.
I wouldn't even try to hit that. That ain't had nothing to do what we were talking about. But yeah. If it apply, it apply, motherfuckers. But nah. Yeah, man.
How about you? How was your weekend?
Shit, you know, I'm end of the month broke, so I ain't do much. You know, I got some ghost stuff going on, like with my second car, so I was paying to get that out the shop. I'm gonna finish it up on the first. You know, well, you know, my red car because I got that new car, that white car.
Yeah,
but I still kept my other car. But I had put it in the shop, and the repairs was insanely crazy.
Really?
Yeah, and they just finished it. So, I owed them another $700. I'm going to pay it on the first. I'm end of the month type. Got just too many things going on at once, because I'm also planning for, I'm going to Vegas in May.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Jay wanted to go to this fucking...
The Usher concert or?
Yeah, that Lovers and Friends Festival shit. Like, I don't normally go in May. I usually go for around my birthday time in August. But I told that nigga, okay, cool, I'll go, man. But I don't normally do this shit.
Yeah.
Don't be bullshitting when August comes, because I still doing something, because that's part of my routine.
Yeah.
Now, I might not go back to Vegas this time, but I'm going somewhere in fucking August. So don't be bullshitting. Since you, done got me on this impromptu ass trip.
Yeah.
So that plan, you know, that includes me paying for a flight in a room and putting some money together in a relatively short time to fuck off on a trip for a normal person. You know, all y'all ballers out there, y'all can do it. But it take me a couple months, a little time to put together a few to pay for a flight in the room for 4 days. That's gonna come to like $1,400, and then also put back $1,500 to a G to fuck off while you there. You know what I'm saying? And still like do stuff here and pay bills and shit. And then it'd be a lot easier if I was like, okay, I'm just gonna stay inside until this trip. But then fuck that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not finished yet. Like, if you got to shut your whole life down to go on a trip, I don't recommend going on that trip, to be honest. Yeah. Like, goddamn. He's like, I ain't saying, you know, I understand you might have to, you like, tighten up the belt a little bit.
Yeah.
When you planning some extra shit. Well, if you got to be like, the only way I'm going to save for this trip, if I just fucking stay inside or eat noodles for the 3 months. yeah.
Noodles and doodles.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know about that one. I'd rather just tough it out, man.
Yeah.
I was up here downloading this other sound bite. Motherfucking this nigga here.
Boom. Ooh. Bam. Bam. Oh. Bop. Bada bop boom. Pow.
That internet ass shit. Bam. Bop. Bada bop boom. Bop.
Bada bop boom. Bop.
What kind of box?
A box for
your iPad. My bad. Hey, shut my door.
Oh, you're good?
Yeah, my bad. But yeah, man, so... But I didn't do much this weekend, man. I went hiking. Saturday and I think Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. The trail closed on Monday, so I didn't go. But I'm going back, so I got on weight bench and shit today. But I'm going hiking again tomorrow. So it's starting to get warm, but right, I like it. You know? Speaking of that, man, I gotta get my summer wardrobe together. I thought winter was gonna be a little longer than what it was, so I spent $140 on some hoodies. Each that I only wore like a couple of times, yeah. And hopefully I can get another couple of cold days to wear them shits again.
Yeah.
I got this jacket, real nice jacket. I only got to wear it once. It's probably not gonna get cold enough to get that one to wear that again. But like I know when it comes time for Vegas, none of the new stuff I got now is gonna cut it. Now, I can probably dig through my old shit. Like, I think I have some shorts and stuff I can pull out.
Yeah.
Get a couple of shirts that's still fresh. But overall, I'm going to have to get some lighter clothing. And, because it's, you know, probably get just a couple outfits. And I ain't going to spend a whole bunch of money because I still got to do what I got to do on the trip. Yeah. But, anyway, man, let's get to this one topic before we talk a little random shit afterwards. Did he do it?
Did he do it? Yes, he did.
Did he do it? I don't know if you know, have you seen it, Mike? But Puff Daddy is under fire again.
I'm not surprised. It feels like it's almost every month or week someone comes out for him.
Yeah, but see, this one has a special, it has a M. Night Shyamalan type twist to it.
Oh, shit.
This Diddy accusation has a little twist, a little flavor to it.
Yeah, a little flavor. Let's bring a little flavor on it. It has a little flavor.
Yeah.
It's got a little flavor on it.
Yeah, it got a little stank on it. This twist is, it caught people off guard to a bit. Diddy is facing a sexual harassment and assault lawsuit from a former male employee.
Oh, hell no. You know what comes to my mind? You remember that time he had that stare off with that one dude?
Oh, yeah. And that dude was like, That shit was hilarious. I still need to know the context behind that clip, but that shit was wild.
What if that's the guy?
But then looking at, because the dude looked like OBJ. Maybe Diddy was looking at the guy like, is that OBJ?
Yeah.
Look like OBJ. I remember that part. I thought it was like, Odell Beckham up there.
Diddy was like, in his mind thinking like, yeah, I'm going to ruin this nigga's ass. Watch for this.
So, yeah. Looks like Diddy is facing yet another lawsuit after a former employee filed documents claiming that Diddy sexually assaulted him. Rodney Jones, a former producer and videographer for Diddy, accuses the mogul of sexually harassing, drugging, and threatening him for more than a year. The suit, which was filed in New York, names others including Justin Combs as defendants. The lawsuit alleges that Diddy forced Rodney to procure sex workers and pressing him to engage in unwelcome sex acts with them and others. Rodney, who also goes by Lil Rod, claimed that Diddy would often walk around naked in front of him and alleges that Diddy forced him to watch a video involving Stevie J being intimate with another man. Oh, watch Stevie J out here catching strays.
Oh, hey. Nah, dog. Come on, man.
Mike, that's what I hate about this YouTube accusation shit, is that you can just be sitting at your house minding your business and you get pulled into some other shit. Like, what part of him... He said Diddy did all this other shit. He couldn't leave out the you made me watch a video of Stevie J being fucking with a man shit. Now you done brought a nigga in it that just sitting there like, you done outed this man possibly. You done put speculation on this man and he ain't did nothing to you. Because allegedly Diddy was fucking with you and made you watch this video of him doing some shit. That part, these people have no decency, man. All they trying to do is get their money. Don't care who they bring down. Stevie J ain't did none of this, man. Don't forget to check us out live streaming every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time on YouTube, Opinion Us and Avis Bros. And follow us on Instagram at OOSAB_podcast_ for more updates on our content. Now back to the scheduled show.
Hey, Stevie J is going through like his own stuff with Faith Evans.
Sorry, I didn't finish.
He's
reportedly seeking $30 million in damages.
Damn.
How convenient. That's exactly what Cassie asked for.
You know what's funny? They're probably like, Cassie got this money. I can get it too. It's like him throwing Stevie J in there is like, would you say like an open Pandora's box or something? Or like I don't know how to say it. It's like he's opening up something. It's like, or like he's just digging himself, I guess, in a way. Like, now it's like, now they're going to be talking about Stevie J.
Exactly.
And then, like, you know, and then there's, what else is they going to say now?
This is the thing. Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth if I didn't do nothing to you. That little extra shit added into your allegations on this other nigga.
All he has to be like is like, he made me watch someone engaging in sexual, like,
exactly. He made me watch a tape of someone that I didn't want to watch, or some people engaging in sexual acts that I don't really fuck with like that. You didn't have to say it was Stevie J messing with a man.
And but it was him.
Weird ass, clout chasing ass, name dropping. Now it's out there. It's out there, man. It's out there. Yeah. We talking about, but we didn't put it out there. And but did he do it, man? So did he do it? These accusations you just heard, did he do it, Mike?
I don't know. So it's me, how I'm thinking, like, I hear the thing with Cassie, and you know. We've heard things in the past about Diddy, you know, to where we question certain things. So, but then again, it's kind of like the whole, well, I can't say the Bill Cosby thing because It's kind of like that, but
what things have you heard? Are you talking about like, do you want a party? Do you want a party? That shit?
Well, not like that. No, it's kind of like, but it's not the same thing, but it kind of is because it's accusations. But in Bill Cosby's case, you know, it's like those incidents happened a long time ago and it got resurfaced. So this could be the same thing with Diddy, but we don't know when did the accuser say like the sexual acts took place? Because also that it depends on that with the whole, you know, the statutes of limitations, but. You know, because if it's over 10 years, I mean, yeah, it's over 10 years, but you know, look how they did Bill Cosby, you know? But if it's less than 10 years, then yeah, you have a case. But it's like, we question, did he actually do it? Well, this or are you just making up something to get some money?
Yeah, I don't know what's the statute of limitation on civil shit? I'm not sure if it is one. Right. I think the statute of limitation is on criminal shit. I think for these money grabs, it could be whatever amount of time. And this dude ain't coming for no justice. He just coming for money.
Yeah.
And let's say Diddy did have them getting whole prostitutes and he was participating in smashing them. He probably was having fun and like a motherfucker the whole time doing it.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee it.
This is my problem with these people be doing freaky shit with freaky niggas like Puffy. Then once it's over, they got buyer's remorse. And want to act like it's the worst trauma in your life. But we can't prove or disprove, but we sure can't prove that you might have been all for it. Hey, so we having a freak off this weekend?
Yeah.
Where's the next freak off, Diddy?
You know, Diddy and his freak offs.
Now he want to fake like he had such a problem with finding prostitutes with Diddy's money. Then getting to fuck him.
Stop the cap. Stop the cap right now. Stop the cap.
I don't think it was a major problem for these people. You know, just like Cassie getting to handpick the male escorts that she got to have sex with. I doubt she was getting Quasimodo and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Think about it, man. She get to go through the online brochure of Chad's. Strong jaw. He about to see you. You gonna get the hand selecting these niggas. Now you want to be like, no, you was out that game. Your fucking back blew out and smiling afterwards. Ain't laying in your own juices.
Literally.
But now it's buyer's remorse, man. But you know, it's getting bad out here. I was watching something about this in some states, man. Motherfuckers can pull back consent at any time. They got laws about to get passed where consent can get pulled back a week later.
That's so weird.
Fuck a motherfucker. They do you wrong afterwards. Let's say you pump and dump a chick. You didn't take it at all. She gave you the coochie. But after you hit, you don't even want to talk to her no more.
That's right. She can come back
and renege consent.
Yeah.
Because she's mad. And that shit really can hold weight.
She's like, because then you'd be like, yeah, I remember that time whenever we had sex. She's all like, hold on. Did I let you? Oh, no. I think you just took advantage of me.
So, that shit's getting weird and creepy.
It is weird and creepy and just doesn't make sense, but hey.
As celebrities, I don't know how these dudes gonna protect their shit, man. I know as men they want to get their rocks off sometimes, but like they can't. Some people say, "Well, they should just get married." Well, they can't get in relationships to be married because it's getting hard to trust any of these hoes in this clout chasing day and age. Right. You know, cats like Chris Brown might never get married because he never know when something's gonna turn to something. And NDAs only get you so far. It seems like it's starting to seem like NDAs don't hold the weight they used to because motherfuckers sure be talking.
They talk.
Like, goddamn, these NDAs be aspiring. Are they not ironclad enough? These people might need to get better attorneys. Or maybe these motherfuckers ain't got nothing to lose and don't give a fuck about an NDA. But even like the bitch, Trump bitch started talking that one time. She was under NDA or some shit. She said, fuck it. I mean, like, I heard Chris Brown get chicks to sign NDAs so they come to his crib and, you know, he's allegedly get someone to confiscate their cell phones.
Hey, you know, they be itching, like, they went after he pump and dump them, they're just like, man, that's it? Like, they probably want to, like, start a case or something and be like, I just want to accuse this nigga of something to get something out of him.
Exactly. I gotta say something.
You gotta say something?
Well, that's the thing. In this day and age, they don't really need nothing, though. They don't need no proof. Like, if a girl went to Chris Brown's house, they hung out, she let him beat, but then that same night, he started hollering at one of her friends, and she got mad and jealous, she could just simply say he raped her, and right then and there, it's on the shade room, and he completely on the fire, and he gotta prove it. Didn't happen. He had to prove it didn't happen way more than she had to prove it did. Right. And that's the kind of shit situation Diddy in right now. Especially with after the Cassie stuff, Diddy got to prove that he didn't do all that stuff to this man. Well, he way more than this man got to prove that it happened. He fighting for his life, man.
Fighting for his life.
He out here fighting like this, nigga. Here,
bitch, shut the fuck up, bitch. Back the fuck up. I knock the fuck out you.
Damn, man.
Hey.
Hey, old head was ready to fight, man. He was fighting for his fucking life out there.
He was about to throw some hands.
Damn, Diddy, man. You know, I don't know if Diddy did it, but some rough months for Diddy, man. Yeah. These allegations and shit. I wonder what happened with the Jamie Foxx allegations.
Oh, he had allegations? What?
Yeah, Jamie had allegations, man. I think we was on a hiatus when that happened on this channel. But yeah, it's some old shit from, it's back in the day, 2008 or some shit. Some shit said Jamie grabbed up and made out with her in the club or something.
So you can't do nothing with anybody. Like, that's how it is. Especially, like, if you're famous.
Listen, that's my part I was saying. I don't know what these famous dudes gonna do. It's like, it's terrifying to flirt, make out, date a chick, because if she don't get what she felt she wanted out of the relationship, the kind of relationship she wanted, or the attention or response from you she feels she deserved, then it's not far-fetched for her to go to the tabloids with something about you in some kind of way. No, he used to choke me when we did this. Whatever it is, it could be some shit she was all down for at the time.
Right.
But now you got out here, you got to defend your fucking character, and you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah.
And it's scary, man. I mean, one time, I think he's dating now, finally. But I think the guy that plays Superman, Henry Cavill, however you say his name, Cavill, whatever, he pretty much said that he was scared to date because he was like, didn't want to get accused of SA or great. And he just, and then all the people in the comments like, well, how about you just don't do SA or great? It's not that simple.
It's not that simple because it's like, you know, it could be like, okay, he might have had relations with, like, let's just say out of all the girls, I mean, let's just say he messed around with 10 girls all his life, right? Then, out of those 10 girls, and this is before he was famous. So, let's just say, like, he messed with those 10 girls. Then now, fast forward to now, present day, he's famous, right? So, out of those 10 girls, at least 1 to 3 of them are going to say, like, hey, man, he's famous. What if I make up something against him to try to, like, extort him for some money or something?
You know what I'm saying?
And he'd be like, oh, he raped me. When, like, when in what you put in perspective is like they actually just hooked up, but for the fact that he hooked up with her, she's now claiming that like, oh, she didn't consent to it, you know, and it's her word and his word, and then you got the truth. You feel me?
Yeah. Or it could just be a new chick, not even nobody from the past.
Right.
These dudes' concerns be that they just can't date in general because he can meet a new chick. Everything's going good. She's happy that she's dating this A-list actor. So, you know, they date, go on 2-3 dates, end up hooking up once or twice. But he's not feeling her like that no more. He didn't even intend to smash her desk. He just don't like her. So he don't have cats like that in that kind of position. Don't have the leeway to walk out of relationship like a regular dude do. Right. Now, they'd be mad if a regular dude leave him. But, oh, she ain't finna lose motherfucking Superman without a fight. Listen, motherfucker. I was drunk that first time we did it. I was like, yeah, but we went to the bar. We was drinking. We partied together. We came back. We made up. We did it. I wouldn't have done it on the first night if I wasn't drinking. Now, and that shit would have never came to that if you had to stay with her.
Right.
But that's the problem with those guys that, you know, women don't like to move backwards a lot. And once you got with an A-list actor, you ain't trying to go back to your normal dude. So you like, no, motherfucker, I done bragged to all my friends about dating you. Uh-uh. Because the whole time she was like, ooh, I got to marry Superman, you know? And then when you just cut it off, she's going angry, mad. So she can say what the fuck she want. So these dudes... Yeah, but you're right. Past people can come back, and present people are even more scary.
That's because it's present.
Exactly. So you like I won't. So those dudes got to sometimes if they're the kind of guys that's gonna go buy ass and shit and get professional escorts, they just got you know they're a victim of that for fame. You become a victim of your fame and success. And what they say is lonely at the top sometimes.
yeah.
You know? And in this world, you become too successful as a man, dating relationships is scary and it's like walking through a minefield.
Right.
You know? You don't want to be on TMZ. She telling all the freaky shit you like to do. He like me to do this little thing with my finger. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Damn.
He's like, he likes to put the peanut butter in my ass crack. I put some jelly with some syrup and some honey too and eat it.
Peanut butter ass sandwich.
Oh, nah, dog. Come on, man.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. And I was just on this panel earlier on the nigga side of YouTube. And they was reviewing this video where this guy was talking about, man, you gotta build it. You gotta build it. And then the women gonna come. And I was just saying, like, is that really what you want these days? Do you want to be really, really become somebody and then the women come? Or do you want a woman that was with you when you wasn't nobody? And then so you already know she like your goofy ass. Right. So when you come up, you know it's real. Right. I prefer you to be with me when I'm broke. And then ride through that. And when I come up, I know you fucking solid. But his shit was, nah, man, you just build and get successful and become this and that. And then the women gonna come. Which ones, though? What kind, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? Opportunists, scammers, clout chasers.
You are a scammer. Yeah.
You know? So that's a scary world, man. But that part there ain't even for just rich, man. That shit for any dude that's out there focused and grinding and coming up a little bit. Yep. You'll get your, you know, you can turn to Mr. 90K and now here come fucking Keisha with her bullshit. You ain't finna eat off me. You ain't finna eat off me, Keisha. Back to the projects with you. To the projects you go.
Back to the project.
Real, send her back to the apartments. You gotta send Keisha back to the apartments, not the apartments, the apartments.
Go back to the apartments with that shit. You in Nug Nug Kids. Nug Nug Junior. And little Ray Ray. Fuck that. Oh, you take little Nug Nug now. That big head ass kid. His head a little bigger than it needs to be. You know y'all. You take Nug Nug Jug Head ass out of here. And fuck out my house.
You know?
But no, man. Woo! It's a cold world out here.
Cold world.
It's cold world. Let's see, I saw something online that did catch my attention a little bit, you know, that I want to motherfucker talk about. I just don't remember what the motherfucking was. I tell you what, nigga, though. Hey, y'all start getting them big ass veneers, man. Y'all motherfucker look like, woo, big ass veneers people out here getting, man. Goddamn choppers, man.
Choppers, man.
Have you seen, he's a director. He directed those movies Kevin Hart was in, Why Did I Get Married, I think. Will Packer.
Will Packer?
Yeah, he's a film producer. That boy went and got some veneers, and that boy got some choppers. When he smiled, it's all front teeth.
You got the Steve Harvey smile or what?
Ooh, I'm about to see if I can find these shits, man. Stop getting these fucking veneers, man. Y'all out here looking real goddamn crazy, man. Because y'all look like y'all motherfucking bite the fuck out of burger. look, burger don't stand a chance. You know what I'm saying? Hey, them motherfuckers be like, let me get a bite out your burger. You be like, man.
Hell no, you gonna fuck around and eat 3/4 of the burger.
That's wrong. Look at these choppers, man.
Oh, shit.
Look at them. That's all top tooth right there. You would think that would be both teeth together, huh?
Yeah.
Because his mouth pretty open. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't no line between that. That's not bottom and top together. That's all top, and you can't even see the bottom. Cats out there paying for some choppers. Oh, they out there paying for them choppers, man. The big ass veneers. And I be thinking like, and they be like celebrities and they be paying like mad money. Is it what they ask for? Or is it a problem with the program? Like, why these fucking like T.I. son.
Oh, he got veneers too?
Oh, you don't remember when that was a thing when they was roasting his
ass? Oh yeah, like cause the kids were good.
Even T.I. roasted his own son on a podcast. That boy went and got some motherfucking Pac-Man teeth. He was hype about them too. Boy, you gonna go get them big old ass chiclets? We just gotta stop this shit, black people. You know, the bigger and the wider don't always mean the best shit.
Right.
It's enough that them teeth that big, and then they out there looking unnaturally white. So that's a problem in itself. So you're looking extra crazy because those shits look like some porcelain toilet shit. I'm gonna show you King Choppers real quick, man. Get ready, nigga. Hey, hide your burger, nigga, because one bite, that bitch gone.
Oh, shit.
He paid for that, man. He already got a big-ass mouth anyway. Yeah. Like a fucking catfish. Then you gonna go get that shit in. But they be loving their veneers, man, you know?
That boy looks like his mama.
And you know she handsome.
Oh, damn.
You know King Mama handsome, man.
Oh,
yeah. I remember back in the day, I knew she was handsome. I didn't fall for that. Yeah, I didn't fall for that shit. that light skin shit. Back in the day when the skate was out, everybody was talking about her because she was light skin. But even back then, I was able to look at a motherfucker like you light, but it light all light ain't right. Being light skin don't make you pretty. No. I thought the darker Toby kid was cuter than her, and Candy was cuter than her, and Candy still a little better than her. But the common fucking understanding and discussion was how bad, how fine she was, because it was in the '90s and everybody was color struck.
Yeah, because of light skin, you know. And I think her mom was white.
I always thought she looked like Miss Piggy. Like Miss Piggy, and she still do to this day. And anybody wanna say she pretty, all I gotta say to your ass,
stop the cap.
She a hot mess. And I'm not sure how really good she can sing. I really don't remember a lot of skate music. Could Tiny at least sing?
You know what? Did she ever have a solo? I know it was always Candy and the Big Girl.
Big Girl can sing. Yeah. Big Girl can sing.
Candy can too.
Candy can sing. Big Girl can sing. I think Candy can sing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Tiny can sing. I know she can't sing, but I'm not sure if she could sing. Because Escape was good, but I like Total. Remember Total?
Yes, Total. That's what I was going to say. So, or
that was my
personal favorite, SWV.
Oh, now they can sing. They can sing over there.
They can sing. But honestly, if I had to choose between Escape and Total, I'm going to go with Total.
Total made them bangers all day, man.
Who do you love? Sure.
Sometimes I get on YouTube, probably gonna do tonight because I'm talking about it. Sometimes I get on YouTube and go through a 90s fucking rabbit hole and playing Total and all that shit, man. And
they made some hits in the 90s, like to the point where, like, me as a kid, I was like, oh shit, this song goes on.
Me, what about us?
What you gonna do? they had Timberland on the beat,
making all their fucking beats.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And then they making remixes and shit.
Oh, yeah,
that Kiss Me song they had,
Kissing You is. All I've been thinking of.
Kiss. That shit was banging.
The beat on that is so bad.
That beat is a classic. I know it comes from something, but it still don't change.
It doesn't.
The way they produced it and made it, though.
That guitar playing in the back. Yeah. I like that song with LL Cool J. Who do you love?
That was
my favorite song.
To this day.
Bro, when it comes on, I'll be listening to it while I'm driving. I'm like, yeah, this, you know, it takes just like nostalgia, you know. But SWV though,
they still be going on tour and doing stuff and shit.
Yeah.
They're gonna be at that Usher thing that.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, oh man, they got like, I was looking at it the other day because I was like, because Jay going, and I told him I wasn't going because I don't like festivals. But I was like, damn, what the fuck am I gonna do all day while he there all day? But I still could just chill in my room and eat and get high because I'm in Vegas. But,
right.
But I went and looked at the list of people, I'm like, oh my god, everybody who's somebody who was ever somebody is at this shit. So it's so many people, I can't even read them all, but it has Janet Jackson, Lil Wayne, Alicia Keys, Snoop Dogg, Backstreet Boys, Mary J. Blige, Gwen Stefani, Nelly Furtado, by the way, Nautica, Lil Wayne gonna perform the whole Carter 3 while he's there.
Oh shit!
That's his. He already let us know what his performance is gonna be. No other songs. No, nothing. He's just gonna do the whole Carter 3 album, which is what the fuck. Yeah. I damn didn't want to go just for that. Ludacris, Nelly, Akon, Neo, Ja Rule, Ashanti, T-Pain. Ciara, TLC for some reason. I don't know how they put that off. MIA.
Then he got more than that. Timberland, Keisha Cole, Brandy, Monica, Eve, Jodeci, Kelly Rowland, Craig David, Sean Paul.
Craig David.
And it just keeps going on and on. Method Man, Red Man. And the names get so small, I can't even see them anymore. But it's a whole bunch more people after that. But SWV and Escape are on this list. Lloyd, Drew Hill, goddamn, Ginuwine, Pretty Ricky.
You said hey. Lloyd?
Huh?
Lloyd?
Lloyd gonna be there.
Oh, shit.
Lloyd had that couple bangers, man. He had that one song.
It is shot.
One, two. He said 5'2". She's 5'2". And I want you. Okay, Lloyd, that was a banger. He had a couple more. She's 5'2". But yeah, SWV, Interscape gonna be there, Tank. So, Ginuwine, you gonna be up there dancing, doing this little old nigga shit he be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Jodeci. I heard they still can sing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. They done. Oh, Total gonna be there. I might have to go now. God damn.
Total.
I might have to go. Between Total and Lil Wayne doing his whole fucking set of Carter 3. But thing is, the tickets been sold out. You got to go on a waiting list to get tickets or go pay Tripper on one of these sites where they get you.
Yeah.
I'm not finna do that. But the waiting list is open to click on the waiting list to get basic general admission, which is still high as fuck. The cheapest admission is $395.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. And the other one is like $625 or something above that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Total's definitely gonna be there. I see that now. John B 112. It's a festival. Like I told Jay, my problem with festivals is the multi-stage shit. And people farming it. You gotta have your little time slot thing and Walter stays ZBE. You got to find these motherfuckers, and you got to stay there the whole day to catch everybody.
Yeah,
because you might want to, like, let's say I want to see Total, but they performing at 1:30. But I also want to see Robin.
Yeah, shit.
Well, huh?
1:30
p.m. Because these festivals are daytime, so I want to see Total. They're at 1:30 p.m. But I also want to see Robin Thicke. He's at 7:30 p.m. That means you literally got to be at these festivals the whole
day. Damn.
To catch. If
you got to be drinking energy drinks.
All these people, but if you pay all that money, you're going to want to see a nice amount of your faves.
Yeah.
That don't mean their time slots going to be anywhere near each other.
Yeah.
So if I just wanted to see Janet Jackson, Lil Wayne, Total, Maya, and Tyrese, they time slots can be spread out so long. I got to be at this festival from 10 a.m. to fucking 10 p.m. just to catch all the people I pay for. And that's my problem with festivals. I prefer a good old concert where they all in one location, one stage, and they perform one behind the other.
Right.
And I sit there and I get my one behind the other show instead of festivals with hundreds of people performing, which is dope. But at the same time, those shits are a real life all day event.
Because right.
You don't know when your 10 people you came to see going to perform. So you're just out there. You're thirsty. You're using Porta Johns. You're going to be paying festival food prices. You know? So Jay going, but I hope he understand. He's going to need a couple hundred dollars just to make it at that festival all day. And that's after you Uber to that bitch in Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't fuck no festivals, man. They scare me.
Yeah, damn, that's just like, damn, you have to really just stay out there the whole day and just, you know, shit. You gotta drink some energy drinks or something. Some coffee.
Got my man Antonio Moley, man. He said, I'm in prison listening to y'all laugh out loud. Get free, bro.
Get free
Antonio. Who said it again? I don't know if you did, though. It can't be too bad though. Free Antonio, unless he kills somebody. I hate to do you like that, bro.
Yeah.
But free Antonio, unless he did something heinous. But I believe that he did.
He can't really be in prison, can he?
I don't know, man. Cats in jail be having phones and stuff, y'all. You know that.
Yeah, well, I know that, but
on Instagram all the time, posting how they be cooking and shit. Shit be kind of fly.
Seeing that.
Yeah, they do MTV Crips, MTV set.
They be making those spreads.
Yeah, you know. Oh, those spreads, man. Yeah, those prison spreads.
The burrito, prison burritos and stuff.
Listen, man, you got the bona fide jailhouse chefs in that motherfucker now. I'm putting some respect on their name.
Yeah, for sure.
It's something I saw. Instagram that I'm going to do a full video about on my other channel. But since I just want to, I guess I'll show it on here because we can actually give our opinion on it. But I definitely got to go do, well, it's not going to be a full video on that. But it's a thing I do on that other channel where I do reviews. And I was going to review this video amongst others. But, yo, the shit's so wild. I don't think I sent it to you. But I just wanted you to see it. And why not, the shit, it's bad, man. It ain't this, though. It ain't Diddy. He just happened to pop up. Let me see. I sent it to myself on my other thing so I could, I need to turn my sound off here real quick so y'all can hear this crap. Just check this out, people. You click on it. Let me see. Is it up? Yeah, I got, I'm going to turn the audio on real quick.
If she gave
so
you a guilt-free pass to sleep with anybody, would you take it?
No, sir. You might get one pass, but at the end of the day, you want one wife. And this is the wife I want. So, no.
Okay. Now, what about you if he gave you one?
If he gave me a guilt-free pass, I would take it.
That's crazy. Okay. That's crazy.
Take it with?
Lindy Waters the third?
She got a list.
Don't even know who that is. That's our problem. Yep. Yep.
Oh, this is
who else?
Barry Sanders. I'm in love with him.
Now, what do you think those men have over your men?
They're professional athletes.
That's crazy. Hey.
Black or white?
One is Native American and one's black.
But do you think that any of those guys would go for you?
Junior would.
That's crazy.
So before we get to it, now that the audio up, I'm gonna start it over because I want y'all to hear what he said, what he said at the very beginning, and y'all heard what she said, and that was makes it even worse. But I couldn't have the audio on, and I really want y'all to catch the beginning of this foolishness. And I feel sorry for this young man. And at the end, very end, he gonna try to play it cool and say some tough shit because she literally left him no choice. But
how old are you?
26.
22.
How long you been together?
Two years.
If she gave you a guilt-free pass to sleep with anybody, would you take it?
No, sir. You might get one pass, but at the end of the day, you want one wife. And this is the wife I want. So, no.
Okay. Now, what about you if he gave you one?
If he gave me a guilt-free pass, I would take it.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Sorry.
That's crazy.
Who would you take it with?
Lindy Waters the third?
Don't even know who that is. That's our problem. Yep. Yep.
Who else?
Poe dude.
Barry Sanders. Oh. I'm in love with him.
Poe, what dude. Do you think those men have over your men?
They're professional athletes.
That's crazy. Hey.
Black or white?
One is Native American and one's black.
But do you think that any of those guys would go for you?
Junior would.
That's crazy. Hey, at the end of the day, it's whatever. Whatever. At the end of the day, I don't care.
How old are you?
26.
She forced him. She embarrassed that boy so bad, she forced him to say, at the end of the day, it's whatever. At the end of the day, I don't care. But he started off saying, like, pretty much, This is the woman I want to be my wife. He found out that his marriage was, listen, if he stayed with her after that, pull a little ting ting. You know what I'm saying?
Pull a little ting ting.
What you would have did in that situation?
First off, I mean, I would have been like, hell yeah. And then, but honestly, if that was me, like after hearing that, I don't know. I would have to leave.
Listen.
Because it's red flags.
That shit's beyond red flag. She has no respect for this guy. He said he wouldn't take the pass and said he wouldn't take the pass because he only want one woman, one wife, and wife he's sitting next to him. She didn't have the decency to, even if she really felt that way, to while being recorded. Right. He just said pretty much, you the one for him and you the one he want to spend the rest of his life with. You his thing. He'll turn down a fucking celebrity. He said that shit and he didn't even hesitate. And I could tell he fucking meant it.
Yeah.
So she didn't have enough respect and decency to, after his kind of open-hearted fucking confession of his loyalty to her, to not fucking disrespect him. She could have like, and I would do exactly the same. I wouldn't take it. And she was like, oh shit, I'll take that side dick. And then she has some names ready on rapid fire, like she masturbated to them niggas.
Right.
She had them names ready, you feel me?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I don't know who that is. And I'm like, you know what? I don't either. That's how you know she probably follow these dudes on it. Them dudes can blue check her ass on Instagram right now. And she'll be bringing that pussy over hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza.
Hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza.
Hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza.
Hot and ready.
She'll be bringing that shit over, man.
Yeah, that's
straight up.
That was some
dirtbag grimy shit.
Yeah.
And she doubled down. Yeah, I this guy and this guy. And then, you know, so what they got that he don't got? Oh, they professional athletes. Oh, so you know who she been fucking. And you know when she around athletes, you can hang it up, buddy.
Not only athletes, one of them, the dad is like a Hall of Famer.
And the funny part is, I feel sorry for this guy anymore. You know, he said he was 22, and she said he was 26.
Oh, yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, he only been with a handful of women. And I know she was in college getting it down. She just told on herself that athlete was pounding her the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't look athletic. So he ain't even her type.
She has a type.
Yeah, Native American dude with the long hair and the tattoos and a black dude. She like fucking athletes. She like athletic niggas with an edge, and an old buddy wasn't none of that. So yeah. Run! Get out of there, homie. Get out of there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel sorry for him. But the good thing about it is he is only 22. So he still has a lot of years ahead of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, she just black-pilled the fuck out of him. If that wasn't his black-pill, not even a red-pill moment, that shit should turn him black-pill for a couple months where he like, I don't want shit to do with bitches.
Right.
You know? Because he was booed up with a light. They was all good in his head.
Yeah.
They was all good. Like, he was really shocked. He was like, oh, well, damn. You know what she said? Yeah, shit, I take the hall pass.
With the quickness.
I would have took my hands off around her ass, though. I would have took two steps from her ass. We would have lost some space. Fuck that. Pussy!
Lee Andrews III or whatever, and then Barry Sanders Jr. What?
Hey, she gave that boy straight up, man. Straight up.
Emotional damage.
Oh, shit. Oh man, it's a cold world out here, man.
It's a cold world.
Yeah, that right there was some ice cold work, nigga.
Cold-blooded.
That, and she said, when she says, I mean, like, she clearly don't respect the guy. I mean, the shit is like,
is clearly she don't respect this dude at all. And that's just the reality of it. And she ain't even trying to hide it.
She let it be known. I don't.
Oh yeah.
She got a type. She likes.
She got a type.
She got. She likes her coffee. No sugar, no cream.
Listen, at the minimum, it should be a very awkward ride home. I don't know how that ride home, walk home went. If he's still with that girl, that boy's a pathetic ass motherfucker. If he's still with her, he ought to be ashamed of himself. He don't love himself. And yeah, I'm gonna review this video with this woman on my channel too later. But yeah, if she's still with that dude, that nigga need a big brother or father figure. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have. Nah. She could kept that shit to herself just for that one moment. Just that one moment had the decency to give a fuck about how that kid feel.
True.
But yeah, she not only had one dude, she threw two out. Rapid fire. Pat, pat. She was like, pat, pat. Like, goddamn.
But shit. Not only with this guy, but this guy too.
Y'all like the Wild West. Ready? Now they're gonna quit draw McGraw whole ass.
Quit draw McGraw.
Yo.
She's like.
Speaking of quit draw McGraw. I was watching these two dudes. I fuck with them tough, man. I was watching their channel, and they released a clip today, and I think Quick Draw saying Quick Draw made me think about it. I'm finna show you this shit real quick if YouTube ain't being weird. They always cutting me out of here and shit, unlogging me and shit. But no, man, it's just you'll see why I showed it in a minute, but it's wild. Just the title itself is gonna have you like, what the fuck? So be prepared for what the fuck. But I think it needs to be heard said for it really to have the impact that it should and express what motherfuckers what's going on out here in the sheer depravity of these motherfuckers. Check this shit out.
You. How old are you?
I'm 36.
36? What you do for a living?
I'm a claims adjuster for an insurance company.
Claims adjuster. Okay. Do you have any kids?
I have two boys.
Two boys. How old are your boys?
7 and 4 weeks.
7 and 4 weeks. 4 weeks?
4 weeks.
You didn't have sex yet.
No, I can't.
This woman just had a baby 4 weeks ago. I mean,
hell to the no, to the no, 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 hell to the no.
4 weeks. She went through the miracle, the traumatic miracle that is childbirth, just 4 weeks ago. You still healing from pushing out a child from.
Listen, Mike, that shit sad, bro. Her coochie still got stitches and she out here trying to find some new meat. What the fuck? Like,
can't make this shit up.
You freshly pushed out a nigga seed, man. A whole goddamn baby 4 weeks ago, and you're on a dating show.
Can't make this shit
trying
up.
To find somebody else to hunch with.
So that means she got cream pie.
Oh man, she done got cream pie, and she done had the baby. That's it's just it's listen. There's no decency now. 4 weeks after pushing out a whole nother nigga kid, you should not be looking for another man. But in this world we live in, it be women that be dating niggas while they pregnant with another nigga kid. Motherfuckers be 6 months pregnant and fucking a whole new boyfriend, literally. And you know he's shooting the club all up because she already pregnant. But what they don't understand is that you can put the baby at risk to all kinds of cooties because you if this nigga's on some weirdo shit.
And they, but, you know, also, if she was sleeping around like that as well, you know, the DNAs can, like, mix, you know.
I don't know. I don't know how, if that can happen late in the pregnancy. But they do leave DNA in these women, though. When you have sex with a man, your DNA is just in the woman. So that is, in the woman,
like,
nerd, feed the baby. So if this dude DNA is in her, and listen, it's just gross in general. It's also
possible, which I heard. Let's just say, like, if a lady's pregnant with twins, they can have separate dads.
Now I've seen that, but that means no. That's a whole nother thing you talking about. That's a whole nother level of growth. That means she fucked two niggas during the same ovulation stage, damn near the same day.
Yeah,
because you go fuck a black dude and get busted in by 4 p.m. By 6 p.m., you get busted in by a white dude, and each one of them dudes hit a different egg. Now you got a white and a black baby. Now that shit is, and then they twins. To have twins of different race, you got to get skeeted in a real close time frame. And that's giving pH balance problems like a motherfucker. that's giving, you might have been in the gangbang.
Gangbang.
That's giving cream pie gangbang right there, you know what I'm saying? Because that's some weirdo shit. Yeah. But so this chick, 4 weeks pregnant, on a dating show, looking for some new meat to get in her life. And the shit is disgusting, it's weird. She don't respect herself, she don't respect that baby, and she don't respect that dude. Any dude that date her seriously don't respect themselves. But let's find out just what she's looking for. She might just be looking for a smash and dash, you know? So if she just want to get beat up once she heal up, you know, but let's see what she want out of this whole freshly squashed out Tyrone Jr. coochie she got to off on the table.
Another man, but she's looking for another man. My question is, like, what kind of energy do y'all be, you know, forming these relationships or situationships under? Like, yeah, we got together while my cuda cat was still.
There we go. She got a 4-month-old. Hit the like button.
Four weeks. You look at your vagina ain't even healed.
4 weeks, my pop. Weeks. Take it back. Excuse my English.
36. What you do for a living?
I'm a claims adjuster for an insurance company.
Claims adjuster. Okay. Do you have any kids?
I have two boys.
Two boys. How old are your boys?
7 and 4 weeks.
7 and 4 weeks. 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
You didn't have sex yet.
No, I can't.
What the hell? You looked at your vagina ain't even healed.
Closed.
You looking for a new penis and your vagina ain't even healed yet.
I'm not looking for a penis. I'm looking for a husband.
There you go. And we end this goofy shit right there.
You're looking for a husband.
Pushing out Tyrone Jr. Yes, nigga.
What do you think he's looking for?
That's what's out there, man. Huh?
No, I said she's not looking for penis, she's looking for a husband. But it's like, what do you think he's gonna be looking for eventually?
The thing, like, how you looking for a husband with such bad marketing? What about I just had a nigga baby 4 weeks ago? Makes her think
she's qualified for another.
That's wife material. You, because later on she asked her, like, The next question was, why ain't you with the dude you had baby 4 weeks ago?
And it'll be it'll,
Kendra's very next question to this woman, but we ain't gonna like watch out. But yeah, it's weird out there.
And it'll be different if she was like, even if she was just like, oh, I have a 7-year-old and a 1-year-old. Even it's still questionable. Still. But like if she was like, oh, I have a 7 and a 2-year-old, and it's like, okay. Maybe she just got out of the relationship with the 2-year-old's father, or even they're both the same daddy. Maybe she was dating him, they had a falling out, and she fully healed from that relationship, and now she's looking for something new. I get it. But you just had a baby 4 weeks ago. So at some point, you got cream pied by this four week year old father, like, you got cream pied by this guy. So you were talking to him recently. Either you were in a relationship or whatever. Like, but it's so recent. A four-week old baby. 4 weeks. Four. Did he even sign the birth certificate?
Man, that baby still got a little scab on his belly button from when his cord got cut.
Yeah. Has that piece fell off yet?
Yeah, that little dry ass jerky. Beef jerky,
the raisin.
Yeah, that little beef jerky shit ain't even. That little crusty crust. That you know, that shit ain't even fall off, little homie yet, man. Little homie neck all loose. His mom out there trying to find somebody to fuck. He just like, mama, use a hug. He sitting up the loose neck.
Mama,
she on Kendra G show trying to find some new meat. He over there in the crib like, man, my mama ain't shit. He like, this hoe right here, boy. I'm tell my dad. She out here, stitches in the coochie, or if she ain't got stitches, like Kendra said, you can't have sex right now. She like, ha, I sure can't. But yeah, like, just 4-week-old baby, finding a new dude to hunch on you. Take care of your goddamn newborn, you nasty. Let the coochie, what old girl said? Let bend that ass over. Let the coochie breathe. She needs to let her coochie breathe, nigga. She don't need to bend that ass over at all. Just get your ass in the bed and let your coochie breathe. Because get somebody to get on top of you, a new nigga to get on top of you, it's the last thing you need to worry about. That's why you're 36 and you're thinking like this, trying to snatch up a husband. You already had one kid at 13. You got the four-week-ass baby. And now you're trying to pull in some sucker to become baby daddy number three.
Not one, not two, but three.
You're not with the nigga you had the baby 4 weeks ago. So y'all here making bad decisions, choosing niggas that ain't even baby daddy material. Now your 4 week coochie ass. That's just sad, man. That's just sad. And the worst part is, they get on channels like this channel. Kendra G has a huge following. Like, she is not a small content creator. So they get on here and they say this kind of shit. And sometimes she be 30,000 people live just on one episode. And y'all here letting all these people know that you letting all these people know. I'm trying to see how many followers Kendra G got 224,000 subscribers, and she be up to between 10, 20, 30 people watching that like one time live. Mm. And of course a whole bunch of people come back and watch later. And she don't get on there and let the whole world know. Well, not the whole world, but all these people know. And the man she's looking for, because she's on there for someone watching the show. This is how this show works. They get on there and Kendra asks them questions. Mm-hmm. And they want one of Kendra's viewers, male viewers, to see them as a potential. So she's saying this shit in front of the people that she wants to choose her. So she came on this show marketing herself by saying, I had a kid 4 weeks ago. What's up? Who want that shit? What if I have a kid with you, then we don't work out? You gonna be looking for another nigga in 4 weeks, my baby 4 weeks old?
Somebody like,
yeah, it's showing bad character. She up there smiling and giggling. This is a 36-year-old woman. Think this shit cute. 36 years old. Think it's cute to get on a 224,000 people platform and say you're looking for a new man slash husband after you only had a baby 4 weeks ago.
Somebody creep-pied that Arby's roast beef sandwich.
Look how look how goofy this motherfucker cheesing. She happy. She don't see nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm gonna give this sister a chance to redeem herself, man. So right now, she's 36. She got two kids, like an 11 or 13-year-old and a 4-week-year-old. She says she's not looking to have sex, probably because she can't even have sex for another two to three weeks. But so we're going to see if this sister, I'm going to get this sister, this black queen. It's still Black History Month? Yeah, since it's Black History Month, we're going to give this black queen a chance to redeem herself. So far, that's where we at. 36 years old, two kids, one of them 11 or 13, I can't remember, and the other one she had 4 weeks ago, and she's looking for a husband. And yeah, with her still stitched up coochie. So let's go.
Why ain't you married to the man you had a baby with 4 weeks ago?
That was my plan, but that wasn't his plan. So,
but what did you realize? It wasn't his plan.
Stop. This woman got a 4-week-old baby talking about she looking for a husband.
Is this camera on me?
Yes.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Only no, because only now is she ready to be wed. Yes, there you go.
By the way, don't forget to check out these guys. This channel, they got Single by Choices, it's their YouTube, and they got another channel called Cart. I think it's Cart Before the Horse. Yeah, Cart Before the Horse, and the other one, Single by Choices, would be the easy one to find. You see, I got typed in that Single by Choice for Single by Choices. And go there and follow these dudes, Mr. Walk and Gavin X. They are fucking hilarious. They are fucking hilarious. Like I said, I don't even really do review shit, but I just saw this one today about this chick being 4 weeks pregnant. And I had the kid 4 weeks ago. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Yeah. It's fucking nuts. But yeah, check these dudes out, man. They fucking got a really good entertaining channel. I'm trying to get his sister a chance to redeem herself, but it's a longer video. I ain't gonna watch the whole thing, obviously, but they're gonna take so much time roasting her ass up. Yeah.
Here we go. Picture it. A dating show, mind you. Woman comes up here, introduces herself to the dating market. Hi, my name is Latasha Laquanda. Yeah, I got two kids, and my youngest one is 4 weeks old. I'm not yet out the woods as far as healing. Physically, I mean, but I'm ready for my husband now. While I'm still getting used to breastfeeding this bastard child, I'm ready for my husband now, and only now.
Mm. So here we go. We're gonna let her keep going. We got to cash out. Okay.
Money.
Oh yeah, they get money over there too.
Leon King come through in the cash out. He said, "Hey, this Leon. Is Leon King." And his robe, something for the plate.
Okay, yeah. Leon, this is groundbreaking. This right now, as of now, this is the first time Leon has supported his interest and not been voted off the show for the rest of the year.
Well, no, so actually, this ain't. This might be the second. This might be the second or third. Second for sure.
Okay, we
didn't know. I didn't know his government name. So this may be his second time.
But thank you, Leon. Appreciate you. And your robe.
Here we go.
I'm sorry, say that again.
When did you realize it wasn't his plan?
After he broke up with me.
When did he break
up? Before the baby was born. October.
When the baby was born?
Before the baby was born.
He broke up with you while you were pregnant?
While I was pregnant, yes.
What the hell was the reason? What do you mean? You didn't have an ass?
Yeah. guess is just as good as mine. I didn't ask. Just the excuse was enough for me.
What was the excuse?
He said that I didn't meet his standards. He didn't see himself with me for a long period of time, and he didn't want to be married.
How long were you guys dating for?
So we've been off and on since 2019.
So let's get to the nitty gritty. Were y'all in a off and on means were y'all never in a real relationship?
We were in a relationship, yes. Let me just say this past, I want to say in March of last year, that's when it was like official. We were like, you know, this is going to happen. We're going to be committed. This is going to be marriage. But then after we moved in together, it was just like.
Now, let me ask you this. In March, is that when you learned you were pregnant?
Yeah.
So basically, okay, I want to get to the story.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, y'all were off and on. So before you got pregnant.
Yeah, that's enough of that foolishness. That's enough of that foolishness. Anyway, yo, I thought that was entertaining. Check out their channel, Single by Choices. They do a lot of content. It's really good shit. It's actually really entertaining. I'd be over there all the time.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Sure, Siri. I'd be over there all the time checking them out.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Girl.
I'm not sure I understand.
Siri, be talking her ass off. I ain't talking to that bitch. Listen, ladies. Don't be out there trying to find a new man after 4 weeks having no goddamn baby. With your last ass. With your little fast ass. Your little hot tail. That's real life sloppy seconds. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go eat something, man. Appreciate you, Big Mike, coming through on this late again.
No problem.
We'll be going live Thursday. The time will be announced, so just be ready. Again, thanks for the people that watch us live and the people that come watch us late. All views are views. Like, subscribe, share. Please comment. Agree, disagree. Got some recommendations, some changes, and all that kind of shit. Complaints, concerns. Yeah, man, that's it, man. Like, fuck, man. I just saw two cold things today. It's a cold world out there. One chick just embarrassed the fuck out her man, and the other one out here embarrassing herself and her baby by out here being an old ass 36-year-old hoe. And that's the worst part. This woman 36 doing this shit. Like, when do motherfuckers, girl, you 36 trying to find a new nigga after 4 weeks? Your main focus right now should be at least let the baby make it to 6 months. The baby 4 weeks. He ain't even out the little homie. Let's pray for him. I ain't wishing none on him, but he not scot-free yet. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even made it to a year. Little homie could just tap out in the crib, unfortunately. You know how that shit go. That sudden death syndrome shit, whatever. He only 4 weeks and she out here trying to get new dick. Little homie ain't even out the water yet. He ain't out the hot water yet.
No.
A little nasty ass. Boy, huh? Boy, I swear, man.
Bruh.
I swear for God. It's like the Wild Wild West out here.
The wicked Wild Wild West.
It's the Wild Wild West in these fucking streets.
Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West.
Hey. You know anybody got them Trumps? No surrenders?
Nah.
Oh, you don't know nobody got none?
Nah, not yet.
Nah, man. I'm going to put something on back order.
Nah, for real?
Nah, man. They cost too much. If it's like $199, I probably would have caught the pair if I could find a couple outfits to go with it.
Yeah.
But they $399. But they way more than that. If you try to, they sell them on StockX now because they all sold out.
Yeah.
But I would get some just to be an asshole and piss people off. But my concern is, though, motherfuckers so emotional about shit, I might have to fight because I got on some Trump shoes, man.
Yeah.
And I ain't trying
kind of motherfucker over my possible political affiliations. But you know, peers, they'll beat me up over some shit, jump me, and they can't tell me three policies that the person they want to vote for have. I said, I'll be on the ground like, you done fucked me up, but can you tell me what are the policies that Biden pushing for in his administration? They won't have nothing for me, man. I don't know, nigga. I just don't like Trump. Damn. Can you tell me exactly why? Because he rich. So is Biden. So is every nigga that done ran for president at some point was kind of wealthy-ish. They don't just be coming out the slums and making it to the big show.
No.
Obama and his wife wasn't in the fucking they weren't in the apartments or the projects when he got up there and ran.
Yeah.
I ain't saying they was multimillionaires or no shit, but they definitely was some high six figure niggas. But they
high rollers
millions.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
You know. Get the motherfucking Trump no surrenders. I wonder what rapper gonna wear him first. Oh, I bet Kodak Black in some, because you know he loves Trump.
Oh yeah.
Kodak Black got, matter of fact, Kodak Black got a tattoo of Trump on him.
Because he freed him from
he got him out of jail, yeah. Kodak Black in jail recently. Kodak Black might wear them whole song called No Surrender.
No Surrender.
Or the Never Surrender. Yeah, they call it Never Surrender. He'll make a song called Never Surrender, and he'll rock them shoes in the whole video. Hey, that's good marketing, man. He better do it.
Yeah.
He already a Trump supporter. He fresh out of jail again. He got Trump tattooed on him. Might as well throw them Never Surrenders on and get out there and make that Never Surrender song.
Yeah.
As long as it sound good, nigga. Hey. That shit'll go viral at the minimum, shit.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm finna go eat me some tacos real quick. I'm gonna holler at you, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All
right, y'all take care, people. God.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in with our audio podcast. If you want, you can check out our Instagram. It's at @LOSAB_podcast_. Also on YouTube, we go live every Thursday at 8 p.m. You can watch that content as well. And yeah, that's it. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Catch you later.